We're going to call this to order. I'm acting as the chairman ad hoc. I'm vice chairman. John is out of town. So we'll be pretty much handling the formalities of the meeting. So it's called to order at 6:38 p.m. We'll need the invocation and pledge of allegiance, although I don't think we have a...
Wait, I think the flag's in the closet.
Oh, put the flag in the closet. I saw on the news the other day where some council somewhere,
you know,
some state council.
Might have locked it up with their stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You read that? Outlaw the Pledge of Allegiance.
So I'm not. You saw the one?
Yeah.
Well,
this way. Hey, if you want to, we got the flag in the circle.
There we go.
Okay.
That's good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Anyone would like to give an invocation? Or we can ask Ken to be a resident chaplain.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for this community. Thank you for the abundance of volunteers that are willing to do thankless jobs and so much work to help our community come together and be unified and be stabilized. I want to just pray for your favor and your protection as we go into the weeks and months and these decisions that we have to make going forward. Give us the resources to finish the race, to get us through to the next year and have what we need to start the next chapter on a good footing. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The roll call. We have a quorum.
We do.
Call that. Quorum's here. John's absent. John's out of town.
Right.
Okay. Approve the minutes from the June 20th meeting. I've seen them. I will. Has everybody seen them?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion?
I don't have any discussion. I move to approve the minutes.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Moved by Veronica, second by Ronnie. Minutes are approved. Next item was the Jefferson Parish certification of the passage of the May 4th tax referendum. John, I believe last meeting had mentioned that the council had approved and certified the election results. I got a copy of the actual council resolution, and all it does is do what it says it it is, and that's certifying the election results. I'm going to briefly paraphrase the ordinance itself, or it's actually a resolution, not an ordinance. And it's resolution 133779 of the Jefferson Parish Council at a meeting held on June 19th, 2019. And the council found by their examination, according to the tabulation, that the following votes have been cast in the district at the election for and against, respectively, as follows. Totals for, 343. Total against, 326. Therefore, it is deemed that the referendum has passed by a majority of the votes cast, and the result shall be promulgated to the Secretary of State, and I think the next step is that this is then sent to the council resolution is sent to the assessor's office, who then puts it on the rolls, for the 2019 tax bills, goes on the tax bill, sent to the sheriff, and then those tax bills come out in December sometime, pretty much. So it is finalized. All of the formalities have been fulfilled. Okay, next thing is treasurer's report. Ann?
For the period June 21st through July 18th. Beginning balance was $9,844.17. No deposits were made in the period. There was an invoice for the May 4th election cost from Jefferson Parish that was paid in the amount of $711.14. The ending balance after interest and service fee calculations was $9,145.74.
Thank you. Okay. Next thing is status of the proposals and discussions with golf course facilities management companies. And Ronnie has been handling that very astutely. And they keep coming out of the woodwork after him with being solicited by companies who want to give us a proposal to manage the course. I think we're up to three or four now. Have one completed? And
yeah, I think there's five now.
Five.
But, yeah. Basically, the what's complicated this a little bit is the fact that we're going under the assumption that we're going to be the club, Timberland Country Club, will be successful in negotiating a lease that would be approved by TNIBD. A long-term lease of the basically the food service activities and other amenities and property along basically along here and so most management companies go into it looking at managing not just the golf operations itself but the whole club operation. So it's reduced the amount of scope that they typically look at, and so we started off in one direction. Now we're in a little bit different direction. So they have to go back and kind of look at it from that standpoint to see whether or not, I guess, there's enough interest or enough revenue that they feel like they could generate in order to submit proposals. So, having said that, the one that I guess we had the have seen probably the most interest, have made several trips down here, is Century Golf, Arnold Palmer Golf, and they have submitted a proposal to just manage the golf operations. And it looks pretty much the way we expected it to look. We've got Green Golf, we've got Billy Casper, we've got another entity who's, I thought I was going to be able to get it, but I can't get a Wi-Fi connection to get the name of the company, but there's another company that does management of courses as well as actually upgrade courses. They have a facility or a company that builds courses and repairs courses.
Is
so
that
it's
landscapes?
More than a management company. They kind of have a complete
landscapes.
Pardon me?
Landscape golf management.
Yes, ma'am.
Landscape golf.
So we're in the process of getting non-disclosure agreements signed with these other entities so that we can share with them information from Timberland Country Club, who have provided us with a lot of information. Daryl's worked diligently getting us the information we need in order to submit to these management companies so that they can get back to us with their proposals. And most recently, I got a call today from Richie Tomlin, who's basically interested in submitting a proposal as well from a company that he said he and his son have just form. So I think that brings us up to five, and then there, as Harry indicated, there seems to be more people interested on a regular basis. So I think at some point we're going to have to kind of stick a stick in the sand and say, in order for us to get through this process, we're going to have to stop accepting additional proposals. But at this point, we've got a number of people that we think are good quality people that are going to be submitting, have submitted or will be submitting proposals, so we can evaluate and hopefully make a decision fairly soon. So, yes, sir.
Aren't you all kind of in the throes of the chicken and the egg? Because until we have some deal with Cafe Hope to live by, it would be, in my mind, it would be hard to really go through these proposals and know how to sort through it.
It's a fair statement, and the only way we can do it at this stage is to assume that those negotiations between Timberland Country Club, TNIBD, and Cafe Hope are going to conclude successfully, and we'll have an agreement with them, which would then take that part of the club operations out of the proposal from these other companies.
Well, the underlying presumption, as I understand it, regarding Cafe Hope, is that Cafe Hope, being a nonprofit, would be able to accept a grant or money to be able to fix this. And so the question becomes terms and conditions, how long, etc. So, in my mind, that lease is the focal point of everything.
That's pretty focal. You're right.
And so, I guess my question, where do we stand on that lease? In terms on that lease?
Go ahead. That is a good question. The one that has the most knowledge about the status of that lease is John, and unfortunately he's not here. However, it's my understanding that I think Cafe Hope, I'm probably saying this out of school because I don't know this, but I get the feeling that maybe they are just reluctant to sign a lease until January 1st, but we need a signed lease, and I'm going to try to push personally by not later than the end of August, maybe even sooner, because you're right. We need to eat because the lease will be effective January 1st, and they can have conditions in it and so forth and so on. But the conditions that will be in it will be conditions that we are relatively positive will occur, so it's no big deal. But then we have a binding lease in the sense that once those conditions are filled, there's no more negotiation, no more documents to be signed. The lease becomes self-operative and goes into effect January 1st. And that's the document I would want to see, the actual final lease, just as if exactly the way it's going to be when they actually take over and start the operations. And you're going to try to push for it by August 31st. Once we have that document, then it will really solidify our position in knowing what to present or offer to the golf course management companies. Correct. Definitively, that it's only going to be a golf management, it's not going to be the facilities, because until that lease is signed, we're not 100% sure that we may be asking them for a proposal to manage the whole thing. So I agree with you 100%. That's the second next big thing that we have to do. First big next big thing that we have to do, and I'll get into that a little later, is the application to the SBA for the assumption of the loan. But let me let Ronnie continue.
Actually, I think Daryl has a comment to add.
I have a question relative to the commission. There is currently a draft of the proposed lease with Cafe Hope. I'm not sure where the draft stands as far as the rest of the commission is, I think John has it. But have you all been able or seen what the draft of that is? And if not, why not? Hasn't been going that far, because I'm waiting to hear back feedback from commissioners as well as Cafe Hope and the rest of our board relative to any changes into that draft. And it's been out there for quite some time, and it's like I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. Well, the only thing that I've seen was a one-page list of meetings of the minds as to what will be included in the lease. In a broad stroke, they will lease the whole building, you know, just the general outline, so to speak. I did not know that there was actually a multi-page detailed proposed lease out there as a draft that would have every term and condition you'd see in any lease of any real estate.
Well, there is a draft that I've seen that I don't think it was available that long. Maybe, well, it's 3 weeks, something like that, as I recall, that Roy Gattuso put together. Is that the one you're speaking of, Darrell?
Yes.
And the group that has been looking at that, which include John and I and Harry was involved to some extent earlier on, I think, and some of the Timberland guys, Brady, yourself, and of course Lewis and the Cathy Ho folks. So there is the action right now going on of going through that lease and trying to come up with whatever questions are answered.
And I guess the point is that we need to get that nailed down very quickly, Charlie, because if you're looking at it August, early part of August, to get that done, and we're already at the 15th, that's not a lot of time to get the final. Plus, Lewis would have to go before his board, and he's still got to come before our board, and hopefully by that time, the commissioners will all been apprised of the conditions of that lease. So I would just ask that after tonight, let's see if we can expedite and get that feedback.
That'll be number one on my new agenda.
Okay. The other question I had was relative to the RFPs were out there. There is a financial projection out on your website, and it has two proposals that are out there. And since those proposals were made for the budget purposes, circumstances have changed. Is there any intention to try to revise that based upon the potential impact of the lease agreement with Cafe Hope? Because trying to get individuals to RFP relative to the new environment that you're trying to get RFPs on. By that I mean a total segregation of this facilities versus the operation of the golf course. And I don't know that if the finances that are out there were accessible by anyone, including people who are interested in developing a proposal to you, that information may be misleading.
Well, the information I know that we've provided to, I think, two companies at this stage, I think have been the information that you have worked very hard on, and you're right that there may not be enough segregation of those numbers in order for them to really grasp it. The first proposal we received, which is for Century Golf, is not really a full-blown management of the course.
Yes.
It's basically a consulting agreement. But, you know, a pretty full-blown consulting agreement where they're not actually proposing that they have their own personnel in here managing. They're not hiring and firing people. They're just consulting with whoever it is, the general manager on the TNIBD board. So, I haven't heard them ask for any additional information in terms of trying, if that's what you're saying, segregate the revenues and costs of golf operations from the rest of the operations. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. As a follow-up to the comment earlier, Harry, you said that Cafe Hope is reluctant to sign until the 1st of January. Is Did I mistake that?
I said, initially, it seemed like they were wanting to kind of just put it off a little. I know first they wanted the tax proposal to pass, which I don't blame them. Without that, everybody kind of goes home. Now, the question in my own mind was, because it has May 14th, a fourth, has come and gone for a while, where is the lease? And
the question poses, I'm struggling to understand why is it Cafe Hope is not moving faster, much like yourself. And my concern is, do they have the money to do what they say they're going to do, what they propose? Because if not, we can be left come January 1st or whenever holding the bag.
Well, there's a chicken and egg there, too. They have to have the lease signed and the sale go through. And the lease can't be effective until we purchase it. And we can't purchase it until we get the tax dollars to purchase it. And they can't go to their people with a 99-year lease or whatever it may be, solidifying that, yes, we have the rights to these facilities. Here it is. So it is kind of a little delaying tactic that's necessitated by the circumstances.
But we've all entered into agreements where we have subject to. And so it's an agreement subject to these things.
Well, but your question was, are we sure they have the money? They can't get the money until they have the lease, and the lease can't be effective until the sale goes through. Sale can't go through until we get the money. So everything is kind of hinged upon solidifying everything post January 1st, or even post sale.
Can't we get a contingent agreement?
Yes, yes, and that's what we're gonna. That's what we, I'm sure, we'll wind up with, and not too long.
Yeah.
But
Lewis wanted to say
yes.
Something. Let me just add what I know about. I don't think it's correct to characterize that Cafe Hope's been delaying. Delaying anything, because I don't think they had at all.
Did not want to imply that.
But, Lewis, did you?
No, I mean, we were certainly working towards a lease, and the goal was, actually, from the last committee meeting, was to try to have the lease finalized by July 31st. So we were working to try to have something in place, and everybody agreed upon for July 31st. The thing that's happened to everybody, not just Cafe Hope, but DNIDB too, is because they are a governmental agency at this point, it's really brought in attorneys more than anybody anticipated. So we have to be really careful about the way things are worded and the way the money's going to flow once the deal's signed. So in my mind, that's the biggest hold up is how do we do this so that DNIDB is protected and Cafe Hope's protected. I don't think anybody's trying to shy away from signing the agreement. Obviously, from my perspective, the sooner I can get a lease in hand that we all agree to, the sooner that I can start going to our investments and the people who have agreed to support Cafe Hope, but nobody's going to give me a penny until they know what the lease looks like. So do I have the money in hand now? Absolutely not. But some of the biggest things that the city has agreed to help us with the capital campaign, but they refuse to do anything until they are able to look at the lease and agree to the lease.
Let me add one thing here, and that is, I don't care what language you have in a lease or any contract. If you don't trust the person you're dealing with, don't even enter into the transaction to begin with. And we have the utmost trust and faith in Cafe Hope. And that is the main reason that we're negotiating back and forth, but with the absolute, not absolute, at least 90% absolute positively, that what they present to us, they're going to be able to do.
And likewise,
and will do.
And likewise, Timberlake Country Club and the entity also has to be in agreement with that same thing. So we all have
right.
to be on the same page. And I don't see any obstacles to what the commission has wanted versus what TCC wants within
right.
this.
Right.
And obviously,
I'm sorry.
Is on an AV tax.
that are predicated. My concern is signs of the end. And those very donors, as you see it happen in real estate, they're good today, but God knows things can happen tomorrow. And that is what I'm, and you're talking a lot of money, what I'm concerned about. The other thing is, and I know the way things have worked, we're going to be taxed in the neighborhood in December for 2019. So now you're 1 year down. I know you all understand it, I'm just reiterating it. When we do get the money, probably in February, because I think after February 15th, you're late on your taxes, you're going to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have, you know, all these things in hand where you sign and you get the stuff.
Well, that is...
But I'm sure you understand.
That's exactly what our goal is. We're not waiting until January 1st to finalize stuff. That's why we want, in fact, that's why the agreement to purchase was signed way in advance of the date that it's anticipated to be executed. But it's conditional. And just the same way the lease will be conditional, those are all of the documents that we're going to have in place by January 1st, but certainly sooner than that. We're not going to wait till the last minute in order to pull all of these things together. But they all kind of depend on each other, and each one is moving forward at its own pace, but we're going to have to cattle prod each other to get it done with the conditions. And once it's done, then it's just a matter of then waiting.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
I mean, there's no question that we're not sitting around waiting to do it at the last minute. Yes, sir.
You said you expect to have money to consummate the sale. It was my understanding that we were just assuming the debt of TCC. Was that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct,
so
but...
We don't actually need any money to do the agreement to purchase, am I correct?
Well, the agreement to purchase is done.
Okay, so...
That's finished. The contract of sale itself, there will be closing costs. We'll have to have money in the bank to start picking up all of the expenses immediately.
But there's no money changing hands between...
No.
That's correct.
No, that's right. Brady?
I just, for a matter of perspective, there's 166 days from today until January 1 when 528 families are going to potentially show up at the door here, thinking they're members of the neighborhood taxing district or whatever it is, and knowing the time it takes to get deals and put on paper and knowing how long it's taken us to get to where we are. My personal feeling is that there's a bit of a lack of a sense of urgency to really push and get the thing done. Now, I only say that because I think there needs to be an extreme sense of urgency. The commission, being a parish entity, has a certain set of rules that have to be followed. And I have concerns with our ability to get everything done in just 166 days. Sounds like a lot of days. You pull out weekends, holidays, and everything else. It's going to be down to 120 days faster than we went on. And the commission meets every 30 days. The PCC meets every 30 days. I don't know what that they hope for. Meeting schedule is, if we go another 30 days and are discussing the potential of these agreements and it gets deferred another 30 days and 30 days, my concern, speaking from PCC standpoint, is in January, if we either A, don't have a operating agreement between PCC and TNIDP, if the CF has them present, where are those 528 member families going to go? And how is where is the Cafe Cove loan, and when might a transfer occur? Because I know I'm kind of speaking because I have too much knowledge about your side. Knowing that the funds won't be available for you to actually fund the operation until February, March, my way of thinking is that some interim financing may need to start to get considered by you guys, because January 1, people don't expect to be able to come here because they're going to pay the tax. That's a major concern that I'm having. I'm trying to manage TCC to get to that finish line for January 1. I know Darryl, you know, there's a lot of conversations and meetings taking place in that regard. I think TCC and your board needs to start having those real minute conversations about those particular items. I don't think this is an open forum. This is probably the appropriate place to have all those conversations. But sooner than later, I don't think we can wait another 30 days to start getting into it in that level of detail.
Well, thank you, Bertie. Maybe we, through everybody's comments, we've given the impression that we're not in a big hurry. We are. The faster we get something finalized, conditional, but finalized in writing, then the better off we all are, and the better off certainly we feel. Now, to comment on your comment that come January 1st, everybody's going to be looking to come use the facilities. Well, that is not necessarily correct, because that won't occur until the actual active sale closes. And we're not going to have money on January 1st in the bank necessary to physically go to a attorney's office, sign the documents, pay the money to those people that need to get paid, because we're not going to have it. So the membership of the members of the district starts the day that the sale goes through. So if it's not until January 31st or January 15th or February 10th, it'll be within, we're shooting certainly for as soon as we get enough money in. The money will be coming in, I don't know the exact time frame that the sheriff sends the money, whether he accumulates so much and then sends it to you and accumulates some more and sends it to you, but we know that it'll be January and February. As soon as we get enough money in the bank to fund the operations that we have to fund, the board has to fund, we will close the sale knowing that additional monies will be coming, but we have enough money in the bank to get us through at least several months.
Are you going to prorate?
Prorate what?
Well, let's say...
No,
January,
it's not going to be prorated.
January 1 coming.
Not going to be prorated.
Pay your taxes.
It's not going to be prorated.
So
the tax...
What are you going to do for the residents for the time period that they can't participate, but they pay for?
They will be able to participate. That was the whole part of the plan. If anybody came to the meeting and saw the plan is to buy the assets, to make every resident a full member of the club when it closes. And nobody said that you will be a full member on January 1st. Everybody has to understand and appreciate that that is not going to happen that way, because we're not going to have the money on January 1st. It will be shortly thereafter, and by shortly I mean within a month or two, but we're going to have other expenses as well to cover in addition to those that will necessarily be involved with closing the sale.
The purchase agreement could be modified to be an installment sale.
No, we're not modifying the purchase agreement.
A 90-day installment sale, the money comes in over that 90 days. As Eric said, as the sheriff sends us the money, we send it to the seller.
The seller's not getting any money. The seller is not walking away with any money. They're selling for the debt. We're assuming their debt.
I'm of the opinion
provisions could be made so that the residents come January 1 will be able to participate, even though they don't have the money. Because once you pay your taxes in December, you pay. And you should be able to participate. I mean, it's not anything difficult to do. I mean, even though they may not have the money, but...
No, by the time you would set up some kind of short-term accounting, trying to establish an account for every resident, for his charges, identify the residents, there is going to be at least a month, 6 weeks, 2 months of a campaign to get all of the data and the information and the account set up for every resident. We don't know how many children you have and how many residents over, who's got the right to come here. This is all going to be things that we're going to be working on, putting questionnaires together, but all of that information needs. We need. We don't. If somebody walked in this door right now, I wouldn't know whether he was a resident.
Y'all aren't doing that right now. I mean, you should.
That's all being worked on right now.
Right. So, I mean, this is July. So, January. It doesn't take a good 2 months to do something like this.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
The other thing that we talked about doing, and we haven't decided that, and somebody brought it up earlier, is that there's a possibility that based on the revenues expected that we could take out some kind of a loan to start the process a little faster. That's a possibility. I don't think the board has really made a decision about that at this point, but that's a possibility. But that hasn't been decided yet.
There's an expectation, just based on what Brady said and Ms. Mann said, if you could change it. But the expectation in the community is that they're canceling their gym memberships and they're going to be working out here. They're canceling their golf memberships and they're going to be golfing here. They're canceling their swim memberships and they're going to be swimming here. The swimming, maybe not till April. The golfing and the workout facilities, the community's expectations is, you know, their January reservations for New Year's are going to be starting right here. And that's the expectation of the community because they're paying these tax bills. You know, 2019 tax bill is being accumulated in their mortgages right now.
I think you're right. I think that is probably the expectation.
These are not going to raise taxes. We expect from Timberland Country Club to have an active sale effective January 1st. We're going to do everything possible as far as I can understand. I think Brady would confirm. Unless there's some major legal obstacles to overcome, January 1 is when we, Timberland Country Club, wants to turn over all the facilities to the tax division. That is our objective. We will do everything possible on our side to have that achieved so that we can avoid, as far as the cash flow issues, that is going to be a TNIDB issue on how they are able to fund any of those cash things come January 1.
Well, that's going to present a problem because on January 1, we're not going to have any money.
But that is your problem.
Well, the agreement to purchase says on or before.
It's not an option you can't overcome.
Well,
you get money, you go to the bank and you borrow money against your fixed income. You've got enough leverage to be able to fund anything until you get those funds in the marriage.
Well,
that
we're talking
is
about
not
that.
An option
well,
we're seeing on Timberland Country Club side.
Well, I mean, we're certainly going to look into it. We just can't say definitely that's going to occur. And that'll be...
I just had two comments.
You get the money. That's not the answer to the solution. I don't think so.
I think good points have been made about what the expectations of the community are, and we have to address that.
So. Yeah, actually, I wanted to address that. I think that unfortunately, John is in his absence. Like we've definitely talked about putting out a chairman's letter to clarify all of the public expectations of this district. But also, John is the interim chairman of the transition committee. And I think that is what needs to get, hit the ground running and talk with the TCC and Cafe Hope and make sure that this transition is smooth. Unfortunately, he's not here today, but you know, we will press upon him to make sure that that happens sooner rather than later.
Frank, is John the driving force? Somebody needs to be the quarterback in this process. Is it John? Is it Lewis? Is it Garrett? Who is it that's the driving force that gets all the people lined up and focused in the right direction?
Well, so I would argue that each entity has its own quarterback. So John is ours. Yes.
But somebody has got to be basically saying, okay, here's the bunch list. Here are the call days. These are the things that have to be done. And let's get organized.
Nobody's got that authority to demand that someone else do something at a certain period of time, unless it's in an agreement that's already bound by it and they can live by those agreements. But, I mean, if I was John, I certainly wouldn't take it upon myself to tell Brady, hey, look, you better have this on this deck. You know, they'd tell me, huh?
No, Harry, I understand completely, but when you have multiple entities, somebody's coordinating, and either they collectively vote on who's going to be that quarterback or not. But I mean, if you look at World War II, Eisenhower coordinated all the Allied forces, and he had quite diverse interests. But somebody's got to be the quarterback. Otherwise, it moves along at whatever speed.
Look, you have to remember what we accomplished in 5 months that was insurmountable. We're not going to let this ball drop. I mean, you will have as much effort from this point going forward as you had then. Unfortunately, or as just a matter of fact, July is slow. People on vacation, taking a little breather from the breakneck speed of the past 5 months, and we'll be back in the saddle going full bore again very shortly.
To this point, I think, John and myself and Brady, as Brady recommended earlier, really being able to have a team meetings together would speed the process along. So it's a point well taken. You got the commitment from Cafe Hope that will certainly be at the table when those things take place.
Yes, ma'am.
What it appears to me in the conversations tonight is that the ball is in the court of the commission. Because Timberlake Country Club knows what they have to do. They're ready to sell. They need to get out of the debt they're under. So they can't move forward until someone's ready to sign a contract to take over operations. Cafe Hope cannot sign a lease until they know who they're going to sign a lease with.
No, they signed the lease with Timberlake Country Club.
With Timberlake Country Club, and it's going to be carried over to the commission. But right now, the commission knows their job is to get funding to make all this happen. And I do think it's inevitable that some sort of a loan is going to have to be made. It's just sitting back and waiting 2 or 3 months for the tax dollars to come rolling in, I don't think that's the answer. I do think it's inevitable that some sort of a loan is going to have to be made. So come January 1st, Timberlake Country Club, when they cease to exist operating, that there's not a lay in between. So I do think that is something that the community actively is looking into.
Well, we had talked about it, but there were other, as I said, July has been kind of a slower month, but it will be picked up, and at the next meeting that we have, you'll see some more progress. Yes, sir.
Harry, I sit on the TCC board, and I got to tell you, from November, December is the worst months in the world for us financially, and we're going to struggle to try to make it to January 1. I put the cards out there.
Yeah.
And from what I'm seeing, and Darrell right there, been the genius with doing the finances. But I got to tell you, we're going to be hurt from January 1.
We're aware of that.
Okay.
We are.
Has contacted the sheriff to find out when payments go? Like, does Stonebridge know when they get their tax and district money?
Oh, sure. I mean, we can find out, but I know it's January.
You're going to get your payments in the first quarter of 2020, January, February, March 2020. Taxes are collected in December, and the tax commission will get the money in the first quarter of 2020.
So there's no specific date, it's just first quarter.
Yeah. You'll get a couple payments. It'll be in the first quarter of 2020.
When Stonebridge passed their tax commission, they were under the same financial problems. But what happened is, it's like ours. They had to wait the whole year before they got there. They couldn't even make improvements on the golf course.
That's not true.
They didn't make improvements on the golf course?
No, they got their money before that. They went to the bank and borrowed money.
Oh, okay, but I mean, they didn't get it from the commission.
They got money.
They got $6 million from Lincoln Bank. That's the date when they got their taxes. It was taken on the bank.
You simply said money is available, whether it be loaned or whatever. The collateral is the fact that we can pass an assessment. And so we should be able to get any kind of financing. To date, the commission hasn't done that. They've been apprised, and you guys know now, the degree of I guess, sensitivity of TCC, et cetera. And respectfully, I think, Harry, last month at the meeting, we talked about pushing forward to the lease, get this stuff done, coordinate with Cafe Hope, and I was hoping to come to a meeting to hear the progress made. I have to accept the fact that this is summer and we've run through 30 days, but to Brady's point, the clock is ticking, and it is serious. I mean, even if we get on the ball, or the PC is going to hit the fan real soon. I mean,
it'll be done.
Okay.
What's the status of the debris getting cleaned up on the parking lot, right on the left-hand side?
I don't know. That's TCC's.
What does that mean? All the wood chips.
On the mall.
Somebody's trying to come here to eat. There's still no parking spots on this side because the whole parking lot is full of debris. I come here every Tuesday and try to fight for a parking spot.
They're using it for something with the
bottom. Yeah, it's been there for over a month.
I'm actually the one that's doing it. I'm basically taking that. I'm a one-person show, so it takes me a little longer. And I hate to make excuses, but my wife was in the hospital for the last 2 weeks, so I've been kind of back and forth on it. That's okay. But right now, we're moving and putting underneath the trees where we have where there's mud, and I'm to try to help basically. So we don't have to go basically cart path only all the time because we can't get to the fairways because they're mud underneath the trees. So we're basically mulching underneath as many trees as we can with the mulch.
And
it helps beautify the golf course as well. And it helps keep the weeds down, control weeds and
all that. And you were in the hospital also.
Oh, and I was in the hospital. So I forgot about that. My wife promised me. Ask me.
No, it's just a heart attack.
Yeah, three of them. But yeah, but that's with the mulch situation. Once I get under control, I have a company that brings it to me. Once we get under control, then I can basically say, okay, I have a different area that we need to drop it at, and I'm limited to how much he can drop. But right now, I'm just taking as much as I can because it's free.
Have you tried?
Anybody in the neighborhood wants something, we're welcome to come grab something too.
Have you tried to contact like the name of the Boy Scouts to try to come help you out with
it? I don't want that liability.
Just an idea.
Thank you.
Do y'all want to hear any more about that particular agenda item? Or
so if you get
I think that's about it. Unless there's any questions.
Any more questions?
Actually, Ronnie, I did have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been in contact with Troon or Green Golf, or are they kind of off?
Green Golf, yes. Troon kind of said that they, in order to even, I think Troon even evaluated, they want some upfront money to.
So they're just off the table.
So we're not,
okay.
We haven't talked to them.
Excuse me. Yeah, did you see that?
I
Yes, I got that, and I responded to her to call code enforcement.
Okay.
Gave her the number.
Because it was addressed to you, but I was the only one that seemed like they got it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I responded.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's.
We got an inquiry from a resident having to do with an RV park, but that's we don't handle that. That's part of the improvement association that handles all of those things. Okay. Let's see.
One question.
Yep.
With respect to your stuff, do you have a high from Roy Bertuzzo?
I'm sorry?
A slide from Roy Bertuzzo. Do you have any other attorney just overlooking your contracts, your draft contracts.
Three.
I know it costs money.
Three of us.
And that's just, that goes back to the point again, how complicated everything is, right? I mean, it's way more complicated with the back of the tree. So, again, I know everybody's frustrated, but I can assure you everybody's working on the language, trying to get it worked out. There aren't any problems down the line. It's better to take a little more time right now and make sure it's done the right way than to have an answer lawsuits and deal with mistakes. So it's better to keep everybody to take their time, make sure it's done the right way, so it's done the right way.
There was sitting really on the agenda, but there was a question where people felt that they were paying in 2019 and wondering why they weren't entitled to use the facilities of Timberlane Country Club in 2019 because the tax is assessed for the year, and although they only voted on it on May 4th, they would have to pay the full amount in December, so therefore having that obligation to pay the tax, why weren't they entitled to use the facilities? And I hope we answered that question, but rather than going into it now, does anybody still have any feeling that they should have the right to be using the facilities because the tax passed?
I can add one more to that. I sit on a membership committee. There have been some members that have said, why should I pay my dues right now when I'm going to get it free in January? We're losing members too full right now to try to make it to January, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I was aware of that. You know, why, I don't know, but, I mean, they supported it all these years, and at the last quarter mile, before the finish line, they're bailing out, which is going to make matters more difficult. I don't understand it.
One of the answers is, number one, the taxing district will not own the club until 2020. Right. So you can't give somebody a membership until you own it.
Right.
That's easy.
And technically speaking, nobody's paying cash flow wise any amount in taxes until December. Because 9 out of 10, or at least almost all mortgage companies that I know, review your escrow account once a year. And they then look at what they paid for the prior year and adjust your monthly escrow payment for the coming year. So I don't think anybody has really paid any more to their mortgage companies. Maybe some.
I got a letter 2 months after it passed raising my mortgage to $190.
It did? Well, that's the first I've ever heard of that. Because, and if you think about it, when you're paying into your escrow account, you're making an interest-free loan to the mortgage company. Because the mortgage company is collecting your money so that they'll have enough in that account to pay your insurance and your taxes when it comes due. So
it's a 65-page mortgage saying that I do that. I don't like it, but
yeah. Well, that's what you agreed to. But most of them only do it once a year. Yeah. Okay. No other questions? No other matters?
It's the SBA.
Oh, the SBA. The application, it's a letter application to the SBA to give TNIBD the right to assume Timberlane's outstanding SBA disaster loans on the same terms and conditions as they are today. Most of the time, if there's a transfer of the assets, the loans secured by those assets cannot be assumed without the consent of the lender. And that's basically the SBA's position here, too. So we have to apply, make an application to the SBA for their approval to assume these loans on the same terms and conditions as they exist today, which terms and conditions was an element in what TNIBD used to determine the financial ability of this whole plan, was to be able to assume those loans at 3.5% for another 20 years or whatever it is, a long-term payout, which was relatively low monthly payments and very good terms. That application is, the second or third draft is actually finished. Need one or two more documents to attach to it, which we will get within the next week, and that should be filed, mailed to the SBA certainly before the end of this month. They generally take 30 days or so if we ask them for an expedited determination. So by the end of August, we should know whether or not they're going to approve that assumption. If not, then we have to adjust our financing and look for other ways to close it, because if we can't assume it, then it'll have to be paid off at the closing, and that's over $1 million. So that's going to cause, I mean, we've been aware of this the whole time, so it's not as if we're going to approach December 31st, January 1st, with no plan to consummate the sale. There will be some means of financing in there, and we have two or three other alternatives. But preferably would be to assume it on the same terms and conditions. So hopefully within next 6 weeks, we'll know where we stand on that. Okay? Is there anything else?
Can I ask, what are the documents that we're waiting to attach?
I just talked to Daryl. We need financial statements, which was referred to as Exhibit A, for the last 2 years. Because one of the elements that they look for in determining whether or not to approve an assumption is a change in circumstance of the debtor, of the borrower. And the financial statements for Timberlane Country Club will certainly show a change in circumstance with the declining revenues and deferred maintenance and so forth and so on. So that's one of the reasons we need to give them 2 years.
Can you send me an email?
I will. I'll detail it for you. Right. We'll do. And all the other documents we need to attach, we have. It's all just about ready to go. It's got to be actually, the regulations are phrased in the terms of the borrower making the application, which would be Timberlane. In reviewing it in detail and after consideration, we felt that it would be more effective if it was a joint application by Timberlane and TNIBD, because there is a lot of information required in the application that pertains to the proposed purchaser, or as they call it, the assumptor. So Timberlane, TNIBD would be the assumptor, that person assuming the loan. So by making it a joint application, we can include the documentation and data that they need to know about the person that you are proposing to assume the loan, as well as the condition of the borrower who is asking to approve the sale and allow the purchaser to assume the loan. So that's why there are multiple documents that have to go into the application, and you cover in the application each one of the parameters that the SBA has set out in their guidelines as to what they consider in reviewing an application for an assumption. And we have attempted to draft that to cover every little thing that they put in there, which hopefully will make them hard to turn it down, make it hard for them to turn it down. Because we feel that in this particular situation, we've satisfied every one of the parameters that they say they look at in determining whether or not to approve it. So I'm confident, but a lot of people have said SBA will not approve assumption of a disaster loan. It's their money. It's not the bank's money. This is a direct loan by SBA to borrowers, disaster loans. So they want to get their money back as soon as they can. But when they guarantee a bank loan, they're just guaranteeing the loan. They're not putting out any money whatsoever unless the loan defaults. But when they make disaster loans, it's coming out of their budget. So if they have money out there at 3.5% for 20 years, and they can, of course, I don't know, with today's interest rates, they may want us to keep the 3.5%. Say absolutely. So anyway, it's a good time since interest rates aren't going up very much and are stabilized. Plus, we think the facts and circumstance of this situation fits right in with the approval process, but never can tell.
And what you're offering as collateral to the SBA, which is money that you're going to get from
them. Right. It'll improve the value of their collateral. It'll prevent them from foreclosing, and they don't want to foreclose. They do not relish foreclosing. And the value of the collateral will be increased, so I mean, it's really going to be hard for them to turn us down and give us a legitimate reason. That's my feeling.
Does anybody know the annual debt service that it's going to be for the new entity?
Roughly.
$96,000, I'm trying to recall, $188,000. Total debt service, including interest, is about $96,000 a year.
Okay. So about 10% of what we're making.
It's a good deal. Couldn't go out today and get 3.5% on a commercial loan for 30 years or 25 years or whatever it is. Now, they're two different loans and it's two different terms.
That's all of
them,
right?
That's only the two SBA loans, yes.
Is that $300,000?
Yes.
$300,000?
That's a $300,000 line of credit also.
And some other minor line, some other minor debt.
Another
and
thing.
The subject of commitments to the leased equipment is also a question of issue on the total sale.
Okay. Make a motion. The meeting adjourned.
Adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.